This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Local news is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The Park Falls Police Department began a suspicious death investigation on November 24th of last year in the 1200 block of Saunders Avenue. Upon the officer's arrival, an adult victim was found deceased and partially burned in the front yard of the residence. The victim was later identified as Vicki A. Hertrider, a 61-year-old female who resided at the residence where the incident occurred. Based on circumstances observed at the scene, the Park Falls Police Department requested assistance from the Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation to assist with the investigation. A search warrant was later obtained for the residence as part of the investigation. The investigation continued for several weeks as items of evidence were examined and potential witnesses were interviewed. An autopsy was later conducted on the victim at the Marathon County Medical Examiner's Office in Wausau. At the conclusion of a thorough investigation, the cause of death was due to severe burn injuries that were determined to be accidental. The Park Falls Police Department would like to thank the DCI, the Marathon County Medical Examiner's Office, and the Wisconsin State Crime Laboratory for their assistance. Sunday, February 1st, from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m., there's a SEAL fundraiser breakfast over at Goebel's South Fork Bar & Grill in Lugerville. This will feature made-from-scratch favorites such as pancakes, fabulous French toast, fresh cinnamon rolls, savory sausage, eggs, and hash browns, plus raffles and a fun community atmosphere. Everyone is welcome. Breakfast is $12 per plate, and kids 5 and under eat free. All proceeds go directly to the team to help offset expenses and keep the sport affordable for all. Interested athletes and families are also encouraged to stop by, meet the coaches, and learn more about the program. Once again, this is taking place Sunday, February 1st, from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m., over at Goebel's South Fork in Lugerville. The Wisconsin Rapids Common Council made the deciding votes on two controversial items in the community last week. Here's Melissa Kay with more.
The Waterworks and Lighting Commission's solar power project now has the stamp of approval from the full council. It passed 5-3. Mayor Matt Zacher tells WFHR the council tried to hear and address concerns from residents, especially those living around the parcel.
Where there are neighborhoods around that whole 80-acre parcel, to be able to densify those areas more with different bushes and trees and whatever, to make sure that nobody can see the array from their houses anyway.
The solar power company doing the installation is One Energy out of Madison. Zacher said it's up to WWLC for the timeline, but the project will begin soon.
I know it's going to start pretty quick and make it through the process pretty quick, because the sooner they get it up, the sooner they're making, you know, they're generating that electricity and everybody's making money off of that electricity.
The second item to be approved is opening up some of the shared roads around the city of Wisconsin Rapids to ATV and UTV traffic.
What we came to realize over time is because Wisconsin DOT as a state is not necessarily putting the rules, you know, clear rules on this, it's leaving it up to everybody else.
This fixes the issue of streets that are only open on one side.
So they went through the painstaking procedure of going through each road that's shared with another community.
Paul Vollert with the City Streets Department says crews will begin placing signs along streets starting in February, notifying which roads are open to ATV and UTV traffic. The work will be weather dependent, but they're hoping to complete the project by or before the end of April.
With this cold weather, it's important to remember how to avoid frozen pipes. Be sure to wrap exposed pipes with insulating material. Eliminate cold air sources near water lines by repairing broken windows, insulating walls, closing off crawl spaces, and getting rid of drafts near doors. But also remember what to do if your pipes do freeze. Immediately stop water service using the home's main water shutoff valve, contact a licensed plumber, and never use hot water, a torch, or any open flame to thaw a frozen pipe or water meter. You can find this information on the City of Park Falls Facebook page. The last day of every month, the spirit of community and friendship will be on full display as the Peaceful Gathering hosts a free community meal at 5:30 in the Gathering Hall in the lower level of Peace Lutheran Church. All are welcome for an evening of good food and great company. Whether you're looking for a hot meal, friendly faces, or simply a place to connect, this gathering is open to everyone with no reservation needed. The menu will feature meals that are announced at the beginning of the gathering, as it is their goal that this will be about more than just food. It's a chance to come together, share stories, and remind each other that we are not alone. This food is served family style and is all lovingly prepared by local volunteers. Gluten-free options are always available. For more information, you can contact Derek Chambers via text or phone at 715-301-6206. Once again, this is taking place the last day of every month at 5:30 over at the lower level of Peace Lutheran Church on 2nd Avenue North in Park Falls. Fees for snowmobile registration and trail use could go up under legislation at the state capitol. Shelley Pittman has more.
A bill would bump the cost of registering a snowmobile by $15 to $45, and for in-state riders, the trail use sticker would jump by $20 to nearly $50. Supporters say Wisconsin's snowmobile program is facing major funding shortfalls. The DNR says maintenance costs are climbing, especially for bridges. Winnebago County has roughly 186 miles of snowmobile trail. Wisconsin has nearly 25,000 miles of it, but the State Snowmobiling Club says they don't have the funds to approve new miles. According to the Association of Wisconsin Snowmobile Clubs, the last increase in snowmobile fees happened a dozen years ago. If approved by lawmakers, the fee increases would bring in about $3.8 million a year.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Local News right here on 98Q Country. From our news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us.
We have a chance for a little light snow late this afternoon into this evening. It won't be a lot, just a dusting, but definitely enough to make things a little slick. Otherwise, sunshine today with a high of only about 5 above. The wind chill will stay well below zero all day. Tonight, 4 below. Tomorrow, sunshine, 7 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.